The third Fatima request offers sacrifices and sufferings to Jesus. Sacrifice yourselves for sinners, and say many times, especially whenever you make some sacrifice, O Jesus, it is for your love, for the conversion of sinners, and in reparation for the sins committed against the Immaculate Heart of Mary. Words of Our Lady, July 13, 1917. There are two kinds of sacrifices that God asks of us. One, voluntary sacrifice, such as moderating our eating habits, restricting our use of entertainment, and the like. And two, fulfilling one's religious and daily duties faithfully. This means observing the commandments of God and the Church, which enable us to fulfill our religious duties. Fulfilling our daily duties perfectly gives us another opportunity to offer acceptable sacrifices to God, such as getting up on time, performing our daily work and chores, like cleaning and studying, as perfectly as possible, and making sure we go about our work as cheerfully as we can for the glory of God. With this in mind, sacrifice becomes a way of life which proves to Jesus we love him, saves souls from damnation, and makes reparation for the sins committed against the Immaculate Heart of Mary. Are you willing to offer yourselves to God and bear all sufferings he wills to send you as an act of reparation and in supplication for the conversion of sinners? You are going to have much to suffer, but the grace of God will be your comfort. Words of Our Lady, May 13, 1917. God wants us to trust in him completely by accepting all sufferings from him as an act of filial love. When daily sufferings are accepted in this way, they bring a deep sense of peace to our souls, since faith teaches us that everything God sends to us is good for our salvation. Furthermore, Our Lady promises us that if we accept sufferings, humiliations, unjust accusations, as she did while living in our world, the grace of God will be our comfort. When seen in its true light, suffering becomes a source of blessing for us. We also make reparation for the sins committed against God, and we save sinners from eternal damnation.